For the next 4 days, we'll be riding across Australia in one of their famous Aussie road trains, crossing the barren Nullarbor Plain, which has one of the longest straight stretches of road in the world. We'll pass some of the world's largest trucks.
We've got a little truck-on-truck action here.
And I'm gonna tell you exactly how much it costs in fuel to cross the country in a road train.
This is gonna be an expensive trip.
Oh, you're joking.
But of course, a trip like this isn't easy. And since I'll be riding with a stranger, the question I have is, where will I be sleeping? Well, first, let's meet the stranger who's taking us for this ride along.
I think our ride has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an Aussie road train. You must be Jono.
Mike,
hey, hello. Nice to meet you.
Good, good. So we've loaded one trailer. We got to get back to the yard. We got another trailer to hook up and we're going to head off.
All right, let's load in. That was quick. This is Australian, so I'm not getting in the driver's side. This is the passenger side. I've never been in one of these before. What a truck. Welcome to Downey Live.
So, we're heading to the trucking yard to pick up our load, just in the outskirts of Melbourne, then hauling it across the country to a mine in Western Australia.
So a bit of a long trip.
3.5 days together. Nice to meet you, Jono.
3.5 days locked in this cab. We're locked in. Hope you like confined space.
Yeah. We're gonna get along just fine, I can tell already. Seems like we're in trucker country. What do you call them out here? Do you call yourselves truckers?
Truckies. Truckies in Australia.
I see. I'll get the terminology and the vocabulary down by the end of these 3.5 days.
Jono is bringing us into his world on this trip. And it starts with a stop for lunch.
Truckie pizza.
Alright. Yeah. Ooh, it's still hot. It's hot.
Yeah, it just came out of the oven.
Bon appetit.
Now that we're fueled, we're ready for our second stop of the trip.
Mm. Which is fuel.
Fuel and lots of it. In the comments, see if you can guess how many litres are we going to put in. Oh, you haven't seen the tanks. You've got to see the tanks first.
Yeah, well, we'll take a look. What kind of gas station is this? God, I love that sound.
Oh, you got to hear it from outside.
I mean, that's quite a drop. All right, show us these tanks. Holy, wait, both of these?
Yeah, but there's four of these.
So we've got these two on the other side.
How many liters? We're gonna start pumping.
Okay.
As you get typing.
Okay, yeah, so leave in the comments and we're gonna guess how many liters we're gonna get. We're gonna find out how much that costs. I think that's the most important part. So this tank, 650 liters. This tank is 650 liters. Those two are also 650 liters.
Oh. Now, I need to use the little boy's room.
And that's about all there is at this fuel stop. Washroom, truck, fuel pump. We just hit $1,000. Still going. Five more. There, that's $1,000 on that one. It's only the first two tanks. We've hit $1,000 and $1,000.
This is gonna be an expensive trip.
Oh no.
What?
Do you have your credit card with you? I forgot mine. Someone's gonna pay for this.
I'm out of here. Oh no. Not at these prices. I'd rather walk home than have to pay for this truck.
Is that it? Yep. What have we got?
Tank number one. 915 liters, that was $1,800. This one, 987 liters, that was $1,950. So about $3,800.
Show me the money!
Let's go get the second trailer.
We're now on our way to the yard to pick up our second trailer. That's what makes it a road train. But I have a question that I've always wondered about.
How many gears does this have?
Well, this has 18 speed. Picture your standard car,
yeah,
which
has four gears. Okay.
One, two, three, four, like a H.
Yeah.
The difference is I will go through the four gears and then flick this lever up to put it into a, we'll call it like a high box.
Yeah.
And then start that one, two, three, four again.
Again.
But with this little grey knob, I can split each gear. So let's just say third gear has two gears. So third high, third low.
Okay.
So third low, then third high.
Yeah.
Then we're going to four low, four high.
Right.
And then five. Well, five is like the first gear position again. And so when I'm going to slow down, I will match the gears and then use the engine brake. So
you're not using the clutch at all?
No, no clutch. So then I will just tap the gears, tap the accelerator to go back the gear.
Well, I can't say I completely understand how it all works, but Jono seems to know what he's doing, so I feel like we're in good hands for the next 3 days. Now, they say you can tell what kind of person they are by how they care for their truck. So here comes our third stop. This is the last thing, but also maybe the most important thing to do before a road trip. Cue the music.
I forgot my bikinis.
All right. We get it. But how do we make this a road trip?
In order to pull a second trailer, we need to hook up a dolly. The second trailer is going to sit on that, connect to that.
We're going to take this eye of the ring feeder into there. But first, pull up this.
Beauty. Now we'll pull ahead, pull up to the second trailer, back it up, and away we go.
And now that we have the dolly connected, we can hook up the second trailer.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. He's got it in his first try. And it's gonna connect to that peg underneath there. So smooth. What are you connecting?
This one's the lights. This one is the supply for the air. And this one's for the brakes.
And the final thing we have to do to be an official road train, Johnny,
is to uncover the covers.
Road. Ready to go. Let's hit the road. That was too graceful. Ladies and gentlemen, our first view of the road train. Look at that.
We are hauling two full-length trailers, meaning we are well over 100 feet long.
So we will be hauling that across the country from east to west.
We're not the only road trains out here. Australia uses them to more efficiently haul cargo across the country. Now we are getting a bit of a late start to the day, but we still have a lot of miles to cover.
So the kangaroos come out as the sun goes down.
Yeah, so along this section of the road, there's normally heaps of kangaroos. Now luckily, it's the sun's still up, it's getting down. So if we were more maybe 8 or 9 o'clock at night, it's highly likely that at some point, we'll hit something.
Oh dear. Yeah, that's something we don't have in North America, or kangaroos jumping out in front of us.
Oh, did you know, it's a fun fact, here in Australia, kangaroos are considered a bit of a pest. They trample the crops, they're just trouble. And they breed like rabbits, if you ever heard of that saying.
Yeah, so they are beloved by us all around the world, but we don't have to live with them, and you do, and they're considered a pest.
Oh yeah, you know, if you live on a farm and stuff like that, you'll have kangaroos jumping around your front and backyard.
Sounds lovely.
Sounds fun.
Yes. Not so much.
Not so much. Look, I know it's early already. I mean, it's getting late, but for us, 3.5 days together, this is just the beginning. I've wanted to be a trucker since I was a kid, and this is already meeting my expectations. This is exactly what I imagined it would be.
Wow.
It's not a disappointment. I mean, look at this view.
Oh yeah, you can't get around the views. I mean, I love the bush. Put me in the smack of the most outback, that is the best.
Yeah. It's quieter in here than I expected. The seats are comfortable.
Oh, now what about the horn? Have you heard the horn? Everyone loves to hear the horn.
I have to.
Okay, wow. Go on.
There's no one.
Hit that horn.
Oh, done. I can go home now. That was all I wanted to do.
Just pack it up. Thanks for coming, everybody. Stay
run
for
the credits.
Next video.
Yeah. That was amazing. He's got two horns.
Oh, my kids love it when I do this.
I do love the horn. It's just the cable. Just the... All right, I'm settled in. It's gonna be three good days. Look at this, sunset goes on forever. I think that is officially our sunset for the night. Are you a sunset or a sunrise guy?
I've never really cared about either.
That's right.
Maybe, you know what, maybe it's because I see it all so often. It's
oh,
just
right.
Like, it's just another night for me.
Oh, look at this.
I hate it when you run into it and you get five of them or so.
Jeez. All right, we're gonna find out on this trip if you're a sunrise or a sunset guy.
We'll find out.
Stay tuned. Leave a comment down below if you think he's a sunrise guy or a sunset guy.
The answer is coming up.
As much as this trip is about the driving, I think a big part of it is going to be about the stops along the way.
We have hit our first truck stop. How many more hours of driving do we have tonight?
I don't know, maybe 2 hours at the most.
So we'll get a small coffee.
I get this in my coffee cup, I just fill that up.
All right, I think one segment we're gonna have to do throughout this trip is roadhouses, as they're called out here. We'll do roadhouse reviews, which is inspired by Jono. He used to do them on his channel. Still looks pretty clean.
Yeah, but it's dark. When you look at it in the morning, you'll probably see dust everywhere.
We won't look too closely in the morning. Can I have a medium cappuccino, please? Hasn't been updated in a while. Rig of the year in 87. That's worth keeping up. And it has a kitty cat. So far, pretty good little rest stop. This gets a... I know this is our first one. I think this one gets a... I was gonna give it a 6 out of 10, but for the rig of the year posters, 7 out of 10. I'm not used to this yet. It still feels like I'm coming to the driver's side. Always a climb up, isn't it?
Now, driving at night brings its own challenges, but Jono has an answer to the darkness.
This is low beams. This is just running at night, low beams, but it's dark in a highway, so let's go high beams. That's much better. That's a good high beam. Or we can level up again. Boom. Look at that. It's a nice truck. It's a nice truck.
Now, the nice thing about driving at night is there is less traffic as we go through some of these smaller towns.
That road train in front of us, 3 trailers long, but we're longer. Isn't that right?
Yep.
So it's not the number of trailers you have, it's the length of your trailer.
It is now getting late, and Jono needs his mandated sleep, so we're gonna find a parking spot, get some shut-eye for the night. We have a big day ahead of us tomorrow.
So I realize we haven't done a full truck tour yet. We'll do that tomorrow. I'll show you his bedroom and everything. We'll show you the full truck. For now, I'm going to bed, but there's only one bed in the truck here, so I'm booked in at the motel. Here we are at the Mildura. See, I would say that Mildura. You say Mildura?
Yeah, Mildura.
Mildura Plaza Motor Inn. Woo! This is nice. It's huge.
It hasn't even been a full day, but I'm exhausted. And at 4 a.m. on the dot, I get the call from Jono. He's up and ready to go again.
Good morning. How'd you sleep?
Well, it was all right. Just doing my dishes.
Oh, good. You have some cereal already?
Yeah, ready.
So it's now 4:10 in the morning. We're ready to go.
I feel like it's late, but anyway, it's fine.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll make up some time on the road.
Yeah.
There we go. Mildura, you were nice for the 4 hours we saw you. Can't wait to see what's next.
My parents always warned me about not getting into trucks with strangers, but I'm still alive, and here we go for day two. And today is going to be our first full day out on the highway.
Yeah, so what is this? We're in the middle of the highway, in the middle of nowhere.
So this is the quarantine section where they'll check us for fruit and vegetables. All we've got to do is say yes or no to that. So we're going to talk to this lady here. Hello. Yeah, nothing for you.
No. What's on the back today?
Just the stuff that you can see. Just like mining equipment.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Thank you.
And that's it. As quick as that.
Easy. So we're now in South Australia.
Yes, South Australia. But now we're going to pull over for a coffee.
This is your little coffee station.
My coffee stash. Some things we, us truckies, we have this system that we use, and we stick to the system. So a little bit of coffee.
Yeah.
Now this is cheap and nasty coffee. This is international roast. You can't get any cheaper, I don't think. So cheap and nasty keeps us healthy.
But it does the trick on the road.
Well, not really, but I just do this for something to do. It doesn't keep me awake. I could have a coffee and then just go to sleep.
But so you've got coffee and sugar. Where do you get your hot water from?
The kettle.
Oh, it's a plug-in kettle.
Yes.
So you're boiling water while you're driving.
Yes. There we go.
Look at that.
Beautiful.
Woo!
Right.
And that's a good road coffee.
And then we get our milk.
Ta-da! He's got a whole thing of full cream.
What? It's cold? How's that possible? We've got a fridge. Yes. Modern technology is a wonder.
You're living in luxury here.
Oh. That even looks like a real coffee.
That really does.
Wow. Spoon to stir the coffee. This is modern technology. It is a wonder.
It's 5:20 in the morning in the middle of the highway, and you are set with a fresh cup of Joe.
Oh yeah, you just try that.
All right, we're ready to keep going.
Ah, there's the welcome sign. That says welcome to South Australia.
That's cool. There's not much to see out here that I can show you when it's this dark, but that doesn't slow Jono down. He's got his coffee and we're making good time.
The sun is rising. What time is it? Let's see. Sunrise. It's now 6:30 in the morning. We've been going for 2 hours so far. We gotta find out if you're a sunrise guy or a sunset guy still.
Right, I have bushy tails, so I'm a morning person.
Look at those colors. We got red earth, we have pink, purple in the sky, and then I have nice blue at the bottom. That's cool. You don't see that very often. At least I don't. It's nice out here. It's really nice out here.
Out here, there aren't many towns or other vehicles. It really feels like this road is just for us.
Look at all these green hills. I'd say we're in the UK somewhere, not Australia, not the outback, not the bush. This is gorgeous.
Welcome to England, everybody. We've teleported.
We've gone a long way in an hour. We really are going to go through a lot of different landscapes across this country, aren't we? You're lucky. This is a pretty good office window.
Oh yeah. Have you seen those memes where the teacher's saying, Johnny, you're not going to get paid looking out the window.
Yeah.
Really?
That's it.
Well, it feels like it's about time for breakfast, and I think you know it's going to be a good spot when you see other road trains parked here.
So modern in here.
All right, breakfast of champions today, latte, and pretty good looking breakfast burger. Bacon, cheese, fried egg, and barbecue sauce. It's maybe not the healthiest option, but it feels appropriate for the trip.
I feel like a truckie now.
Well, it was really modern. Good coffee. Actually didn't mind the breakfast burger.
It's a really nice room in there too.
Yeah, well, it was good.
Truckies to sit around.
I'd treat you well there.
Since we have enough daylight now, how about we get a full tour of the truck?
All right, well, this is it. The truck. So we have the steering wheel and all the gauges. Gauges, kind of looks like a bit of a cockpit. Phone and CB radios and stuff, trip computer, my logbook and stuff like that. Up here we have the lights and air conditioning, the radio, and the air chair. Everyone loves all the kids love the air chair that goes up and down.
And what's back there?
Oh, that's where I live.
Can we see it?
Yeah, come on then. This half I've got breakfast cereals and stuff like that in premise folder. Fridge, better not show you that because there's only chocolate and lollies and that may give me a bad reputation. Pillow and air conditioning and lights and stuff like that. Then we turn to the other side. My camera bags, my air conditioner, more storage space. So we've got lots of storage space because I'm on the road many, many days of the year. In fact, most of the year.
That looks super cozy.
It is, I love it. As you can see, the bed is very comfortable and I just, lie back here and heaps of room to get around on.
Yeah, comfortable. Yeah. Is it quiet?
Yeah, so I've got earplugs here. So if I'm on the edge of a highway, I put my earplugs in and everybody, the whole world disappears.
Yeah. It's like a small apartment tucked away in behind your office.
That's it.
Now, as we pull back out onto the road, I have another big question.
So what do we need to know about the hauling two trailers, like multiple trailers instead of just one?
So regardless of whether you do one, two, or three trailers, with three trailers, the back trailer wobbles around more. And all you've got to do is keep this truck straight,
yeah,
and the back trailer will follow. The worst thing you can do is see it, oh, no, it's wobbling, oh, back and forth.
Right.
And then it's going to make the wobble go further and you can roll the trailer.
So hold it straight, head west, and you'll be fine.
As we continue our way across the state of South Australia, I realize just how much of the country we have left to drive across. But we've now been together for 24 hours and we're only about a third of the way across the country.
So what's it like being on the road all the time? You have a wife and two kids. What do they think about you being away for 2 weeks at a time?
Well, they were born into this. As long as I can come home every 2 weeks, I'm happy. Many times I don't get home every 2 weeks, it may be 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
So, yeah, I've just got a good wife who is understanding. And my kids, well, they say that I understand, but kids, well, they want dad home more too.
Yeah.
If you guys are thinking, look, watching this video and think, wow, I want to get my license and do it. Being prepared is not for everybody. Lots of people don't, well, they might think it's fun on the road at first, and they think, oh, this is fun, driving a big road train. But after a while, they're missing their family and their friends, and they don't handle that side of the lifestyle. So just take that into account. Are you a people person? Do you always need to be around people? I'm comfortable with people, I'm comfortable without people. So that's why I'm easy, just easy, yeah.
That's great.
I guess it means now's a good time to pull into one of Jono's favorite stops.
Okay, we can't show you the code, but... This is truckies only, into the lounge.
Thank you. Whoa, 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 are you a truckie?
Hey!
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Come on. It's empty, you can come in for a second. So, oh wow, this is like a lounge, separate from the rest stop. This really kind of feels like an airport lounge. I think what you come for,
yes,
shower and laundry.
Let's see if they're
playing. Laundry, one works.
Oh yeah, look, that's how it was last time. So, look, spotless. No problems there.
Wow! Now,
that's not tricky photography.
No.
Let's have a look at the other one. Well, it looks different.
Different. Yeah. So, I'm staying in another roadhouse tonight, so I will have a shower, so I'll let you do what you need to do here, and I think I'll pass on this one.
We're going to have a separation of the seat. I don't think he wants to go anywhere near me after I shower. In fact, I might need another shower.
Johnny's been so excited about his walk in a box, so we're doing it. You got your lunch. You happy?
Very happy. This is so good. you just can't get enough of this. After I finish this, I probably want more.
Bon appetit. He's not even talking. This is the first time he hasn't talked all morning.
All right. That was a good stop at the roadhouse. What would you rate that out of 10?
It's got showers, it's got a lounge, it's got your favorite restaurant, walk in a box.
Nine because the food is so good.
But the showers.
Yeah.
So it's not perfect.
It's a John 0909.
I'd like to point out the top of my seat is about 6 feet 4 inches. It's above my head.
Off we go.
Now these truck stops aren't the most scenic thing along this route, but Port Augusta here is nicer than I expected.
That's not snow. Those are salt lakes. Jonna, you've got sailboats out here.
Sailboats? What sailboats?
What do you call them?
No, they're sailboats. Yeah,
I didn't expect that out here.
What?
This is a nice town. Well, I thought we'd be going through the Nullarbor, through the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
not.
We haven't got there yet.
We haven't even gotten there yet.
No, long way. Another 700 kilometers.
Ah, yeah. Easy. You realize we've been together for 24 hours now.
What?
About that, yeah.
Get out.
We are in a bit of a city, though. A bit of a town. So a lot more gear changing for you.
We love it.
We love it.
From now on, we'll be following the highway known as the A1, through small towns and past large trucks.
Nothing. You didn't even blink.
Yeah.
Oversized dump truck and no problem.
Just a big car.
Yeah.
And also a very large and very pink cockatoo. Wow.
Wait, is that real? We're halfway across Australia?
That's it, we're halfway there.
Whew! Oh, we still got a long way to go.
It looks like our load is still all secure and hanging on behind us, and I'm settling into this road trip too. In fact, as much as you might think it would be boring out here, time is kind of flying by. I'm enjoying every moment of this.
We've got a little truck-on-truck action here.
It's going on. It's happening, folks. Woo-wee. Making the pass. I'm a bit much, aren't I? I'm still excited about all this.
But if there's going to be anything that says we've traveled a long way out here, it's the fact that we already need to stop for more fuel.
Oh, feels good to stretch the legs. Jeez, look how big this is.
First of all, now we run to the other side.
We've done 1,000 kilometers today. We just ticked over 1,000 kilometers. And we did a bunch yesterday, 600 yesterday.
Yeah.
So we've done 1,000 miles together. There is just something about an Australian sunset. It just goes on. Might not be what you consider the most serene place, a truck stop, but it's also still very peaceful in its own way out here. I'm definitely a sunset kind of guy. I've seen them both today. I'm definitely a sunset guy. And you? What do you think? Are you still a sunrise?
Oh no, how do I answer?
You're a sunrise guy, it's okay. We can like different things, they're both great.
Hurry up and get to this food.
One of the difficulties of this job is when you need to stop for food, you have to find a place that has parking for a truck of this size. And finding a place that's not a truck stop, but still has parking for semi-trucks is rare.
Beach. Let's do it.
Let's go. Dinner. Oh, is there a better sight than that? Sunset at a truck stop.
Stop making a video, you crazy YouTuber.
Let's go eat dinner, okay. Look at this. Look at the sunset. This is great. This is like a roadside diner. You picked the best sunset spot. Menu. It's called the Oyster Bar. They do fish and chips, baskets.
What are we gonna get?
Burgers, wraps, oysters.
It's $15.
Oh my gosh. This feels like a Florida Keys roadside diner, the view of the water. I did not expect this crossing the Nullarbor. I mean, the truth is, I say yes to some very odd adventures with strangers, and I don't really know where I'm going to end up, but I don't think I ever anticipate for things to go this well.
How's that sky?
I was just saying, what a finish to the day.
Welcome to America, you Aussies. This is what I have to put up with every day. It's terrible. It's terrible.
I tell you, it's a good office window, isn't it? I went with the safe option of fish and chips, and you know this place, so you went full on oysters.
Yeah, look, the chips are really nice.
Oh yeah.
We've got here, there's the oysters and there's the fish and chips. It's a full-on buffet.
Did today go as planned? Is this a normal day on the road?
A good day is when we don't break down, don't blow any tires. But that's basically every day for me.
Do they always end like this?
This is Australia.
We're full of fish and oysters, ready to roll. With darkness having fallen once again, this is the view. And all we can see is the small amount of space lit up by the truck lights, yet we still managed to spot the innocuous but important sign.
Yeah. Nullarbor Plains.
This is, we're pulling over. This is a significant moment.
Let's go.
This, ladies and gentlemen, is the beginning of the Nullarbor Plain. What does Nullarbor stand for?
It stands for I'm freaking cold.
It means no trees, null arbor.
There we go.
Because of everybody who's been here.
You see? That's it.
Look at that.
Look at that, Johnny with his truck. All right, headed back to the truck, but from now on, we are on the Nullarbor Plain. Okay, back on the road. Now I'm really curious to see what this will look like in the morning. Luckily for us, it's not much further up the road until we arrive at my home for the night. So we have made it to the Nullarbor Roadhouse. It's a truck stop. This is where you are going to sleep tonight, and I'm going to sleep in there somewhere. Alrighty. Good night.
Bye now.
See ya.
And that right there is Jono's home for the night. So it's after hours. The motel here is closed, but I called ahead, and so they've left my key in a lockbox. That's me. Room number 3. Tonight, I am a weary traveler, and this is home sweet home. Oh my gosh. Oh. Quite nice. I think they were expecting more people. Just me. Quick look at the washroom too.
Wow. Mustard toilet. Look at this tile work.
I feel like I'm still in the 70s and I kind of love it. It's clean, I think this is great. The old dark wood doors, fun. That's never worked. I am going to shower and get as much sleep as possible. But just 6 hours later, we get the call from Johnny, so it's back to the truck.
Morning. Hello. Top of the morning to you.
And quickly, back out on the road.
Next stop, coffee then.
I never know how these days are gonna go. I mean, it's first thing in the morning out in the middle of nowhere, but at least Jono is becoming less and less of a stranger. I think I'm starting to settle in. I'm really enjoying this. I'm not getting bored yet.
Right there.
I think a big part of it is just not knowing what's coming around the next corner.
This might be the nicest truck stop I've seen yet.
I don't know. I said I was a sunset guy last night, but look at this. Just living my 5-year-old dream. You know, as a kid, you just wanted to be this, a trucker out in the open road. I guess you should never give up on your dreams. And you should try sunrises, even if you're not normally a sunrise guy. This is amazing. Look how dark blue that is with the purple sky. This isn't a tourist attraction, but it's one of the spots that you come across by getting out here. This office view is one of the perks of Jono's job.
Golly, it's cold though. I did not expect this from Australia. Just so you know, it's August, which is their winter. I don't know why I didn't think Australia got cold. It's cold. As a Canadian, I can say it's cold.
But we can't stop for long because if the wheels ain't turning, we ain't earning.
It's amazing how big this country is. With so much open space, you start to feel really small, even if we are in such a big truck. But out here, there's always someone bigger.
Well, that's pretty big.
Thanks very much for that, mate. You have a good day, eh?
Yeah, you too. All
right.
Well, that's pretty wide. There is an element of paperwork to the job as well. We're also about to enter our next state, Western Australia. And so this is...
So this is the quarantine form. So this is basically states what we're taking in, where we're delivering it, if we've got any fruit and vegetables or any quarantinable items.
The only thing that keeps goods flowing in this country, paperwork.
Yeah.
Well, I can't help him out with paperwork, but I'm ready to embrace the truckie lifestyle completely. Free instant coffee, so we're doing it today. I'm joining him in his coffee. Wow, this is a pretty good roadhouse. It's got so much. Mugs, oven mitts. They have their own merch, like Border Village Roadhouse. Oh, that gives me an idea. What do you think? I'm a truckie now.
What are you doing? You're gonna get yourself bashed. you here, you come and drive. Yeah.
Crikey, mate, it's been a rip of a day already.
Oh, I'll make it good on you, Cobb, on this basement.
There are police lights up ahead. What is this?
Yeah, because of police escort.
Oh.
Police escort for a big oversized.
Well, so this truck is so big, it gets a police escort, not just an escort.
So let's have a look at this load, because...
Yeah. Let's... There, westbound, you need to pull up off the road, something.
Did you hear that? They want us to pull over. No way, they can pull over. Okay.
They just...
Oh. All right.
I mean, how big does a truck have to be out here to make a road train pull over? Holy cow, those are huge mining scoops.
Paparazzi.
Here I am. I thought we were big and cool. That's huge. All right. The excitement never stops.
No.
Not out here.
Anyway, that's
so much has happened this morning so far, and we are both starving for breakfast. But Jono assures me that his favorite meal of this route is just a little further up the road.
Oh, good. This is practically not in my spot. Oh, I hope there's no one else there. Oh, terrible. There is someone in my spot. I may go in front of it and then back in.
Oh, and reverse in?
Yeah, like parallel park.
Yeah.
All right, that is seriously impressive. It is hard enough to reverse with one trailer on, let alone two. But actually, it's kind of three because the dolly is a separate joint. So it's one, two, three. So to reverse that and get it straight, my mind is blown. I'm very impressed. Excuse you. The reason we're here is for this, not for the bar. I mean, yes, we are here for this, but it's not a bar. It's breakfast time.
I think it's someone's here. It's kind of out of shoe, isn't it?
Oh wow, fancy.
But
it's the
trying to give the piano band.
It's the contrast of the classical piano with the shirt.
So this has been a meal that you have been talking about for days now. The bangers and mash, the bangers and mash of Madura. This looks and smells incredible.
Life now goes on.
Yeah. The food has been getting better on this trip.
Bon appetit.
Wow.
Yay!
I'm impressed. You're a man of many talents.
I'm not sure if I'm gonna need lunch today. That was so filling, but that was delicious.
That was such a good recommendation. I'm excited to know what the next stop is.
More food?
We'll see. Maybe in a few hours.
We are now getting closer to the mining town of Kalgoorlie. You can tell because the road trains out here are getting a little longer.
So we're behind a truck and we're waiting for him to radio us past. And it's my turn to try the radio. I think this shirt is wearing off on me. It's working. Here we go.
What is that?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, 10-4, thanks, Hank.
All right, he's not down.
So now we're waiting until we get far enough past him. Thanks, eh? Have a great day.
Thank
you. All right.
He's a truckie now.
Bow, bow, bow. No, no, I won't do that. Western time zone. Oh, change clocks back 45 minutes?
We're going back to the future.
But 45 minutes? Not an hour?
No, that's two. Don't get it wrong, too. 45 minutes or you're out of there.
I always knew Australia was an odd place. Now we're just in a weird time.
Odd people? There's no odd people here. What are we talking about odd people? There's just normal people. Get away from me.
Oh, we are coming up to this sign here.
Oh, this is the sign, yes.
Yeah.
I forgot. This is lucky you reminded me. I would have flown straight past it.
Woohoo! 45 minute time zone and another important sign.
This is what they call the 90 mile straight, for obvious reasons. It's 146 kilometers long, and it is Australia's longest straight stretch of road. It's also one of the world's longest, absolutely straight stretches of road, which means for the next 90 miles or an hour and a half of driving, we will not have a single turn. All right. I hope I can keep him entertained enough so he doesn't fall asleep. It's a straight stretch of road.
How do you feel about this stretch of road?
Oh, look, there's not many kangaroos along the stretch of the road, so you can safely drive on this part at night time.
Is it boring or exciting?
It's no different, you know, whether I'm driving straight or turning and stuff, that's just another part of the road.
It's just a professional. It's just a road. A road's a road, baby.
No, whether it's raining, cyclone, no matter what, I don't care. As long as I got the power to push on, yeah, I'll get it there.
Still straight.
Still straight.
Oh,
it gets tired.
Stay awake. Stay awake. Oh. 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 It's a corner. It's a corner.
What do I do?
Turn left.
Where? Turn right. Okay.
Left. Johnny, left. We forgot.
I'm not used to this turning.
We're through it. We made it.
Oh, man.
Great job. Great job. You kept it straight.
So I know we just joked about falling asleep, but on a real note, it is afternoon. He's been driving most of the day. He is required to take a set number of breaks. So it is his break time, and he's going to take a 15-minute nap.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. I need it.
Yeah. All right, let's go for a walk. Actually, this is probably one of the best places for us to go for a walk and explore while he naps, because they have a Skylab here. You see, inside this roadhouse is a museum. And at first, it might seem like a regular museum,
But over here, the story is a bit of the space station broke up somewhere in the atmosphere and came raining down on Western Australia here, with most of the pieces being found in this area. And NASA wanted them back, but some of them are still here. This is from a rally that took place around Australia, old farming exhibit. Honestly, for a roadhouse, pretty good museum. Oh, already?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Quick nap, all right.
No, this looks pretty good in here.
It is, right?
Yeah.
Rested.
Feeling rested and still full of bangers and mash, we decide to truck on past lunch today.
I'm seeing trees. Is the Nullarbor finished? Are we off the Nullarbor?
Nearly. We've got maybe 10 kilometers back left of the Nullarbor, and then we're heading north.
But we're realizing that we might be out of luck for dinner as well.
The problem is, having two trailers, being a road train, means we're not legally allowed to drive into town with both trailers on. So we'd have to unhook one trailer to drive in to go get dinner. Or do we just find somewhere else?
We have just breakfast cereal. I do that sometimes when I just can't get any food. Yeah. It's just a bit of breakfast cereal. There's an overtaking lane coming up, and I've got to get around him because he's going to hold me up.
Oh, yeah.
Go, go, go!
All clear, mate. Get into it.
We can get him, we can get him, we can get him. Woo-wee, that's a long one.
What's up, mate? You have a good night, eh?
And with the miles we've covered today, we need to make another stop.
Well, he fills up. Look how cute some of these roadhouses are. This is like quintessential small town Australia. Like, not even town, just highway side. It just has two pumps, one for gasoline, one for diesel. A classic mural that tells you where you are according to the other towns. By the way, it's called Wujimulfa. Say that three times really fast. And it has a giant golden nugget and an Australian post box. That is about it for the Wujimulfa Roadhouse. 7 out of 10.
The good news is that just took another couple half tanks, so that's $1,748 more to our total for fuel. The other good news is that we're arriving in Kalgoorlie on time to drop off the first part of our load. Things are looking good.
All right, well, let's get this generator off us.
Roundabout's only closed off to northbound traffic, mate.
Oh, good, so we can go into the industrial area.
Apparently not, mate.
Apparently not? Oh, so it is blocked, but if you go past this BP, we're stuffed.
How long is the roundabout closed for?
There's a car accident ahead, and the police have closed the road. And the truckers are radioing ahead to let all the other trucks know. Can't go ahead. Never like to hear about a car accident, but it could be closed for a couple of hours. If we can't get through, that means we can't deliver this generator tonight, which puts us late for our delivery tomorrow. Yeah.
Did you get through the roundabout?
No, she's all blocked up at the moment.
Well, that's not good. Okay, so I'll tell the guy and then he can let us know.
I can let you guys know once it's clear.
Any idea how long?
Hour or two, they reckon.
All right, thanks.
This delay means we can't deliver tonight, so Jono has to call the client. The
cops have blocked off at that, you know, the big roundabout. We can't go through the roundabout. There's been an oil spill, and they said, oh, it'll be an hour or two. And I thought, oh, great. Just doing it first thing tomorrow morning.
So we've got a change of plans.
So what are we going to do? I don't know. I'm a bit confused. You think, oh, man, this is there. We missed our plans.
So it's not just that we don't get to deliver this tonight. That delays us for our delivery tomorrow as well. Yeah. And then that delays our arrival and end of the trip. But we can't do anything. The road's closed. So we're here for at least an hour.
Yeah, and so we could just go to sleep earlier.
Yeah.
And then get up earlier and we could make up a bit of time.
That's maybe the safer option.
Yeah.
Now, more pressingly, we have to find a new accommodation for me tonight.
We'll just drop these trailers and...
So we're going to leave them here at the BP?
Yeah, but I can't leave them here. I'm going to drive around the back. But maybe I'll have to go right here.
So with a potential plan in place, we're going to leave the trailers overnight in this truck stop and go find a place to sleep.
What you doing?
Covering up. Right. Because we're dropping the trailers, now we're going to bobtail around to the hotel.
We're disconnected. So we're gonna leave those overnight here at the truck stop. I'm gonna go to a motel and he's gonna park outside and sleep.
That is, if we can get through the blocked roundabout.
All these trucks with nowhere to go.
Hey, where you going? Are you going left or right, mate?
I would like to go left.
To the left?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We just need to hold you here for one tick.
Yeah.
Once you get clearance, mate, I'm about to wave you through, okay?
Okay. So do I go the wrong way?
No, just go left, mate.
Oh, I can left turn left here.
Yep.
Okay. So where's the oil spill? Oh, there's oil there. Wow.
Luckily for me, the route into town is still open, because we need two things. Firstly...
We found dinner.
Very nice dinner.
We're happy. We can go to bed now.
And secondly, next door is my motel for some much-needed sleep. Because... today is delivery day.
Good morning. Okay. First thing this morning, get our two trailers back on.
No.
Oh.
Well, yes, okay. Yes, that is the first.
Okay,
and then we just got to pull forward a bit and get a coffee.
Right, sorry. First thing coffee, then trailers, then deliver.
Yes.
We did it. We delivered our first piece of cargo.
We might get paid.
That's one small piece off our load, but the rest of this is heading to a mine. You see, this is Kalgoorlie, a city in Western Australia known for its mines. In fact, for one mine in particular. This giant hole is known as the Super Pit. It is a gold mine that is 1 mile wide and 2 miles long and about 2,000 feet deep. It was once the world's largest open pit gold mine. It's an incredible sight to see. But we're not delivering to this mine today. We're headed a little ways out of town to a new mine. And this pun is not intended, but this trip has absolutely delivered. Driving some of the world's longest trucks for days across this beautiful country is just as rewarding as I expected. And it's true that it's not just a job. It really is a daily adventure. So we've just arrived at the mine to drop off our load, but I'm not allowed to film in the mine, which is fine. But what I can show you is this. Well, I guess that's that then.
Wow, all good things must come to an end. It's a bit of a shame, but...
It's been a pleasure. Thank you for the ride.
Well, thanks for coming along.
Well, if you're new here, I'm Mike. You can subscribe by clicking on that thumbnail right there. And he has a channel as well, Johnny. It's Road Train Adventures. You can click there to subscribe to him. I'm Mike. I don't know where I'm going next, but I definitely know that I want you there with me. I'll see you next week. I may have made a mistake. Johnny, wait! There's no one else out here!